Welcome to Holy Saturday, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today, we just want to take a few moments just to pause, to reflect on really the significance of what throughout church history has been known as kind of Silent Saturday or Holy Saturday. Holy because it's the Sabbath in Jewish tradition. Saturdays, sundown, Friday to sundown, Saturday was known as kind of the Sabbath. And so as we want to sit here and reflect upon, this is right upon the heels of the death and the crucifixion of Jesus, in which he is buried and laid in a tomb. And then there's the waiting. Then this is why it is known as kind of the Silent Saturday. So I want to read for us Luke 23, verses 50 through 56. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council. This would be the Sanhedrin, kind of the religious order of that day. He was a good and righteous man who had not consented to their decision and action. So right off the bat, Luke is wanting us to recognize that Joseph is not like the other Sanhedrin who were shouting, crucify, crucify Jesus. But yet, rather, he didn't take part in that. But rather, he was looking for the kingdom of God. In essence, we're being led to believe here that Joseph was, in fact, a follower of Jesus. This man went to Pilate, verse 52, and asked for the body of Jesus. And then he took it down and he wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a tomb cut in stone where no one had ever been laid. So much of this was actually to fulfill what was written about the Messiah in Isaiah 53, the suffering servant. And here in particular, what we see is that Jesus was laid in a rich man's tomb, and he borrowed the tomb because he wasn't going to need it because he was coming out after 3 days. And here it was one who had never been laid before. And so he's laid among the wicked in a tomb that was a rich man's, which would have been Joseph. And then verse 54, it was the day of preparation and the Sabbath was beginning. So this was Friday evening that the Sabbath was going to begin. And so the day of preparation was getting ready, which is typically what Friday was known as. And then verse 55, the women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. So the women had come to kind of help prepare Jesus's body. They were doing this very quickly because, again, it was a day of preparation. The Sabbath was coming. And so they were getting ready for what was the day that they would have to rest. And then we get to the end of verse 56. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. And so today, just I want to take a moment, just pray for us, because hopefully you were able to take part in one of our Good Friday services yesterday. And hopefully today, as we get in, there are incredible devotions that our writing team has put together for this weekend. And hopefully you've been able to grab those. If not, you can head to the website. It's on our lifepointohio.com. And then you can find the blog section where you'll find those devotions for this weekend. And they are phenomenal. But we just want to take a moment just to pause and reflect upon this idea of us waiting. Right? There's this waiting of sense of waiting for resurrection. There's this recognition that our sin has caused our Savior to be crushed and to die for our sin. And we wait for that resurrection in the same way we are waiting for his return to fully and finally do away with our sin. And so while we wait in faith, we can worship him. We can worship. And as we wait and as we worship, that becomes a witness to those around us. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus. And as we sit here, Lord, today, waiting to celebrate the empty tomb on Sunday, Easter Sunday, the resurrection Sunday, and all the joy that entails for each of us, that our sin is forever and finally done. But God, to get to that point, there was a crushing, there was death, there was silence. And so, God, in the midst of our waiting, may we not be a people who wait without hope. And God, may we remember, God, that what you have done for us was to change us, to give us a new identity, that we may live out of that. And so, God, we're so thankful that you have not finished, that he who began a good work in us will see it through to completion. In the same way you saw our salvation through to completion, from crucifixion to death to burial, till tomorrow morning when we celebrate the resurrection. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a moment? Would you pray?